Protests are growing around the country as we are now on day 28 of the partial government shutdown. Many impacted federal workers missed their first paycheck last week, and that's when some began picketing on the streets. From Kentucky,
so we can get paid! So we can get paid!
To Texas. To California.
What do we want?
End the shutdown.
When do we want it?
Now.
Mr. McConnell.
Call the vote.
Mr. McConnell.
Call the vote.
Mitch McConnell called the vote, they're saying there. Last Friday, Debbie Mulliken joined a group of IRS workers in Covington, Kentucky to protest the shutdown. She's head of the local chapter there of the National Treasury Employees Union.
People could become homeless if it goes on for any real length of time. I have a young lady that's 30 years old, has three kids, and she's, you know, this is her sole source of income. She's, you know, not going to get a paycheck tomorrow or next month, and her landlord is not willing to forego the rent.
And on Tuesday, federal workers protested the shutdown outside NASA's Johnson Space Center. Lloyd Van Oostenrijk was among them.
I'm a trial attorney with the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and I'm unable to do my job. And I shut down a private law firm about 4 months ago to rejoin the government and go back to work for EEOC and do civil rights work. And I can't do anything on my cases because the government shut down, which means not only can I not do anything, that means if you're an employee and you were sexually harassed on the job, you can't come to us and file your charge of sexual harassment because we're not there to take it.
Alice Purcell was at the Houston protest, too. She's worked for NASA for more than three decades.
This is getting harder and harder to find a way out for people. And this is, you know, there's no reason we haven't been paid. Continuing resolution, whatever. That's about it.
On Wednesday, Phil Miedema joined TSA and other federal workers at Sacramento International Airport protesting the government shutdown. He was all set to retire from his job as an internal consultant for the Coast Guard at the end of December, but he says he had to delay his plans because the people who could process his paperwork are furloughed.
So it's the uncertainty, I think, is the worst part. And the emotional uncertainty is really hard on everybody. I know it stressed my wife. My wife is stressed out. I'm stressed out. And I think there's even a little mild of depression there, a little bit of depression because you're going like, oh, what's going to happen here?
Some voices of federal workers who are protesting and going without pay amid the partial government shutdown. If you are a federal worker affected by the shutdown, we'd love to hear from you. Just go to our Here and Now Facebook page and let us know, and maybe we'll talk to you on the air.